Number one sports betting show, come out of Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
That baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Yes, sir.
Canadian sensation, beard wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you.
Good day.
Boys in the back. Happy birthday, Jay.
Thank you, Tone.
Mitt, say happy birthday, dude.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
3:53. There are three games starting at 4 o'clock, basically.
Yeah.
You want to roll through those real quick?
Yeah, let's go.
Detroit at Baltimore. Matt Manning and John Means. And before we get into those, just know that Gumpy is still on his fucking streak.
Yeah, 2-0 today.
And anything that I say about baseball, don't listen to, because I have checked out on the sport.
Dave's got college football on deck, which is fine, so I don't have to touch it, because I stink at college football.
Matt Manning and John Means.
Yeah, what are we talking about
here? I got a pretty good idea where you're going here.
Yeah, me and John Means. Take it to the bank.
Am I on this one?
No.
Are you sure?
I mean, I didn't. It was not in the message I got from you, but I'll gladly put you down for it.
No, I'll stay away.
I mean, the ticker's not working, so.
Ticker's not working. We apologize. We'll get that thing up and running whenever we can. Nigel's coming on at 4.
Hey, baby Nigel.
So you go Mean John Means.
Yeah, first five Orioles.
Matt Manning stinks on the road.
You got it.
Drew Rasmussen versus Tanner Houck.
Yep.
Tampa Bay and Boston. You got one here?
Yeah.
Sox?
I should have taken the Sox last night.
Well, when Jackson calls in and says, hey, you take the Sox, you take the Sox.
Yeah, I think let's ride Tanner here. This is basically a bullpen day for the Rays. Tanner's been very good. He usually only goes 3 or 4, but he is lights out. 2.46 ERA. I'll take the Red Sox first five money line total.
And then the last one that's starting at 4:10, Fulton Avich, who really good pitcher, versus Marco Gonzalez. Marco Gonzalez has turned his fucking season around.
Last five, 29 innings pitched, 8 earned. Fulty, last two, 11 innings pitched, 3 earned. I'll tell you one thing.
You don't like the Mariners?
Betting the Mariners as a large favorite the last two nights, I have found out, is not a good move. I would love to take the Mariners again, but I will wait until we get them at a decent... You can't be betting the Mariners' first half result at what I've been betting it at. So I'll sit this one out and see how it plays.
Okay, so you got Mean John Means.
Yeah.
Bo Sox.
Yeah.
Are those just first five money line?
Yeah.
Bless you, Jay.
Thank you, Tom.
And then laying off a full team, Marco Gonzalez.
Yeah, I got to see how this one plays out.
I got nothing on those games. Nothing.
Nothing.
I got fucking nothing. You just want to roll through these other fucking ones?
Yeah, why not?
Cincy at Atlanta, Vladimir Gutierrez versus Kyle Muller. What do you got?
I don't love it, but I'm taking Vladdy plus a half.
Give me his numbers.
Yeah, I mean, last three, 19 and a third, 4 earned. Muller, last time out, 4 and two thirds, 3 earned. He hasn't started that much, so he does have a 2.88, but Vladdy, 7 and 3, so I'm going to take the Reds plus a half here, Tone. I do not love it, but I could not pass it up.
Yeah, Muller, actually, his first bad start was last time, because before that, he went 5, gave up 1, went 5, gave up 0, went 4, gave up 1. He did give up 3 before that, 5, 0, 4, and 1.
Yeah.
because of both of these guys' recent good betting trends, Tony is taking the under 5.5 in this one.
There you go, 5.5.
Under 5.5, minus 114.
I like that.
So I'm going to jump on that one right there. What else do we... What's next here? Let me see. Oh. It's the Children of the Corn game.
Is this heaven?
Is this heaven?
Nah. It's Iowa.
New York, Chicago. Haney versus Lynn. I was listening to a show this morning. Turns out the humidity tonight is going to be like 90%. Apparently the corn in Iowa puts off humidity into the air. Ball's supposed to be flying 10 to 12% farther. Just something to think about here. Something to think about here. Haney stinks.
Yeah, well, I saw the White Sox first five minus 160 when I woke up this morning. I mean, what are we talking about here, Tony? Haney is... He's got his two outings with the Yankees. He's got 10 innings pitched, 8 earned. Lance Lynn, last 7, 39 innings pitched, 8 earned. I got to take the White Sox first five here.
My only worry is that the Yankees bats have actually been pretty good as of late.
Yeah.
White Sox, they went on that run of of not losing to lefties.
Yeah.
And like the last 3-4 weeks, they're in the bottom 10 each week against lefties. That's the only thing that worried me, but I am also on the White Sox with you. I took first half result minus 125 here.
There you go.
That's going to be a beautiful game.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
The boys are coming out of the corn.
Yeah.
There's a corn maze. It's going to be nice.
The White Sox jerseys are sick.
The throwbacks, yeah, yeah. They look very, very good. Jose Berrios versus Shohei Ohtani. Now, I could be an idiot here. Berrios has been unbelievable since he's in his two starts with the Jays or whatever.
12 innings, 13 Ks, one earned run.
Ohtani's been very, very good.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't love it. I'm taking the under 4.5 minus 128.
Yeah, I took the Jays first five money line here. Okay. I don't love it. I wasn't a big fan of Berrios when they made the trade, but he has been good. Jay's bats are just, they're mashing right now. They did last night, so I'll ride them until they die.
And then Yu Darvish versus Taylor Wagner. I was looking at you today. I did not realize how bad he's been as of late.
Very inconsistent.
Very, very inconsistent.
Yeah.
And it's not like Widener's. Nah. I'm going to stay away from
this game. I'm not touching this one, Tone.
Last game of the night, Germán Márquez versus Logan Webb. Logan Webb. I like what he's been doing as of late.
Last four, 23 innings pitched, six earned.
You can lay a half and get minus 106. I don't hate that. So
I took money line.
You did?
Yeah. But I would take first half result. I would lay a half. Márquez, one start against San Fran this year.
Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds of an inning, eight earned runs.
So right now, if you go money line first half, it's minus 170. Yeah, I laid the half.
Yeah.
Because in this case, laying the half, minus 106, first half result, minus 115. So,
yeah,
got to look at those
whatever,
two.
Whatever you like, I like.
Whatever you like. Whatever you feel most comfortable with.
There it is. That's the bet.
Mine for tonight, under 5.5, Reds and Braves. White Sox, first half result. Under 4.5, Jays and Angels. And then Giants, minus a half, first five. You have?
All first five, Orioles money line, Red Sox money line, Reds plus a half, White Sox money line, Blue Jays money line, Giants money line.
Okay. Fucking.
Come on.
Did baseball for tonight.
There we go. There before fucking the game start at 4:10 for everybody. There you go.
There you fucking go. Normally we'd have the picks down here, but the ticker's not working.
There you go. 4:00. You got time. Get it in. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
Also, there's, after we talked to Nige, two preseason games tonight. You going to be on any of those? Or?
We'll talk. Yeah.
Mate, you going to be on any of those?
Yeah, I kind of can't resist, so I'm going to hop on.
Okay. Before we get to that, we welcome back a true friend of the show, an absolute lad of the lads, a man who got us, who mentally helped Gumpy recover from the Euros.
I still have not.
I assume he is not either. Owner of PremierSportsPlays.com. You go there, sign up for the betting service, tennis, footy.
What?
I think even maybe some golf.
What?
On Twitter, @Seely_Nigel. Welcome back to Hammer Down, Nigel Seely.
How about you, Nigel?
Good evening, fellas. How are we all?
Nigel, you look good tonight. How are we, pal?
Did I look shit last time I was on me?
No. I'm saying you look casual. You look relaxed. You must be confident about the upcoming season, my friend.
Well, I haven't been on the beer. There's been no football. The European Championships. The weather's been quite good. I've been trying to work out. I've been trying to get in shape for the football season. So, all's good. I mean, I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. It's so nice to have fans back in the stadium. It's going to be so nice. I'm actually going tomorrow to watch Brentford v Arsenal. I'm going with my son. He's a big Arsenal fan, and we're going tomorrow. So I can't wait, actually. I'm really looking forward to it. So, yeah, looking forward to the season. Hopefully it makes lots of money. And I think this season you will see a little bit of the more traditional, more form coming around, not only in Europe, but not only in England, but all across Europe, because I think with fans in and the home advantage now, we might see a little bit of what we expect over the last couple of years. Last season was a bit of a freakish result. Lots of freak results happening, but I think this time around we may see a little bit of the cream rising to the top.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, because I remember you talking about how, there was just some, Liverpool being one of them, that, they just didn't seem as ambitious to play last season. Before we get into some EPL and some futures with that, I just have to get your opinion and your take on Messi going to PSG and what that means for not only them and Barcelona and the Champions League. What's your take on all that?
Well, I mean, really, I mean, it was a situation that he couldn't get out of, really. I mean, he started crying and he started saying that, you know, he offered half the money. Well, if he really wanted to stay there, why didn't he play for nothing for 6 months? Well, you know, if that's what I would have done. If I was him, I would have still got the merchandise on my shirts. I would have just played for nothing if I loved the club. But at the end of the day, there was only one club or two clubs that could possibly take him. One of them was Paris Saint-Germain, and the other one was Manchester City. And the week before that he became available, Manchester City acquired Jack Grealish for £100 million. So I think it was impossible for him to go anywhere else other than that. The problem I have with it is if you look for them on paper, they look the best, formidable, most fantastic football team that you can imagine, like Dream League stuff, you know, fantasy side of side. But the problem you have with it is you're going to have some big egos at that club. You know, if he doesn't perform after, Messi doesn't perform after, say, 6 or 7 games and finds it quite hard to make the transition, then Neymar is not exactly a quiet character. I think he'll be bombarded and the manager wanted the same amount of money. I think Mbappe may have his nose put out of joint in the term over here, which means he may be sort of upset that someone has upstaged him. And I feel that all these people making them 3-1 favourites and 2.75 to win the Champions League, I think they're going to take a bit of time to gel. I mean, you remember as well that the French league, it's not very competitive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know they didn't win the league last season. You know, Lille won the league last season, which was a shock. But they usually win it week in and week out, and it's not very competitive. So for him to be playing against some of those lesser sides in France is a big come down, really. You know, the Spanish league is much stronger. But I'm a bit of a pessimist rather than an optimist. I think that I don't think Messi necessarily brings you success. I think it could bring you turmoil in the camp. I think that you're managing some very, very big egos there. And unless it all goes to plan very quickly in the Champions League, which I don't think it will, I think that people will want more money, or I think people will walk away demanding other places. But the trouble is with European football is that there's not many places for them to go anymore. And then Manchester City, a trip to the Premier League, they can play it. The Spanish leagues can't play it. Inter Milan can't pay the money anymore. But I don't believe for 1 minute that Paris Saint-Germain should be Champions League favourites on the back of signing Messi. I think it's a work in progress that may take a little bit of time to get going.
La Liga has to be Atletico's to lose now, doesn't it, Nigel? I mean, pardon me if I don't feel bad for Barcelona after all they've done to other teams, forcing players to sit out for big money moves. I really feel bad for Barcelona, but it's got to be Atletico's league to win at this point, right, Nigel?
I think you're absolutely right, Gumpy, but the thing is, have you seen the betting on this? 3-1 to win that league. And this coming to 3-1, that's such a massive, massive price. They've kept the nucleus, they've kept the whole team that won the league last season. They've added strength. They bought the guy from Udinese, the midfield, the Argentinian international, I can't remember his name now, but they bought him in midfield.
Yep.
Barcelona have also, not only have they lost Messi, they've also without Aguero for 10 weeks. You know, he's going to be injured for 10 weeks. I think they're a club in complete transition. And I totally agree with you. But if you look at the market, look at the betting market on the La Liga, it's a market that has been is compiled by the odds makers on history. They have Real Madrid the favourites, they have Barcelona second favourites, and Atletico Madrid is the third favourites. Well, from where I'm sitting now, I think that Atletico Madrid are the favourites. I can't believe they're 3-1. They were plus 350 over here yesterday, plus 350, which is just, you know, when you think that you can get maybe minus 120. Yeah. Them coming in the top three, that's just a bet to nothing. That's just a free roll, in my opinion. But I totally agree with you. I think they're the team to beat. They got the best manager, in my opinion, as well. I think you know, Zidane has done well at Real Madrid. I don't really rate Koeman,
no.
But I think Simeone is the best manager. I think that they know exactly a system that works, and they've strengthened, whereas the other two have gone backwards. So yes, couldn't agree more. I think if you look at the European football now, and you look at all the leagues as a future, and you had to have one future bet. Now you could we talk about the Premier League in a minute, but if you say Manchester City at -120, or Paris Saint-Germain at -$8, or you know you got Bayern Munich at -$4, I think at +350 or 3-1, Atletico Madrid to win the Spanish league is arguably the best better bit of value across every league in Europe.
Yeah, the first week of league, they started earlier. The dogs were hitting, like no favorites hit. Kind of feels like getting a good number on teams like Monaco and Lille this weekend. Are you on any games this weekend for that league, Nigel?
Do you know what? I haven't really looked. I'm going to look at them tomorrow. I haven't looked at the league on this today. I usually do it on a Thursday, but I haven't had the chance. I've been looking at the futures. And it was in the exam results come out over here for our kids. Son's exam results come out today, so I spent the day with him. So I haven't had a chance to look at it. But one thing I mentioned last year, and one thing I always mention in La Liga in Ligue 1 is that statistically, I know last season was a little bit different, but statistically in Ligue 1, they are the lowest scoring league per game for unders. You know, if you bet unders blind, usually in the first couple of weeks in the France the French league, you will win. Obviously, you have to take away Paris Saint-Germain playing against Strasbourg or whoever they play. But if you bet the unders, pretty much you do okay. And you know that was the rule of thumb last week. And there was a lot of underdogs that didn't, you know, a lot of favourites that didn't win. But there was a lot of draws. There was a lot of nil-nils, a lot of 1-1s, a lot of unders coming. So I think if you're looking for an angle in France this week and potentially next week, just look at those games where they're quite evenly matched. Teams around about 220 favourites, or sorry, 120 favourites or 130 favourites, and bet the unders, because I think statistically under goals in France has always been a strategy to make money.
Nigel, you just said that you were looking at futures, and I first discovered you on Follow the Money in the Morning, and what they always rave about you, and what I've noticed is you are really, really good at the futures. So I wanted to ask you, do you have anything that won't piss off your members on PremierSportsPlays.com or from the EPL or from the English Championship League that you can share with us?
I mean, I go through a review. I mean, I sent all the futures out last week, so they've had the time. The lines have gone, and so you know the people who have subscribed have already had the opportunity to put the bets down. But I think the Premier League is from an outright point of view, if you're looking at a good tournament winner, it's not a very attractive league to bet on. Obviously, Manchester City are -160, -150, depending on what book you go to. And I'm hearing over here, I spoke to a guy today, that they think that Harry Kane will be done next week. Harry Kane will probably go to Manchester City. Now, if they get him, then they're going to go to -225 to win the league. So it's pretty much over. But what's interesting for me is the next two in the betting. You've got Liverpool at 5-1, and you have Chelsea at 5-1. And out of the two of them, if you could get a match bet or you could get who will finish higher, I think Chelsea will definitely finish higher than Liverpool this season. And there's a couple of reasons I think that. Firstly, I think that we know that Van Dijk, the Liverpool captain, returns. But what I've seen from him in pre-season, he hasn't looked at the levels that he was when he went off. He's been out for a long, long time. He won't get back to the same player as he was until Christmas, and I think that's going to be quite dangerous. They've got some big games early, Liverpool. They played Manchester City quite early in the season. I think they played Chelsea quite early in the season as well. So I think Van Dijk may take a bit of time. And the other thing which I think is going to be a huge factor in the English Premier League and all the leagues across Europe this season is the African Cup of Nations. And Liverpool lose Mane and Salah to the African Cup of Nations in January. And I think just when the season comes down to its really, really important time, to lose those two players is going to really hurt them. And I think Chelsea have just emerged the team who will challenge Manchester City. They signed Lukaku today. The deal was done, which I think will be an amazing signing. I'm a huge Lukaku fan. I think he's mature enough now. He's played at the Premier League for three different clubs. He scores goals wherever he goes. And with the service he's going to get from Chelsea, he's going to score goals. And I think that they will emerge as the team to beat, to contest with Manchester City. And I think the best bet here is to bet it's called a forecast. Uh-huh. I don't know what the terminology is in America, but what it is, it's over here you can bet Manchester City and you can bet Chelsea to finish first and second in any order. So either Manchester City come first, Chelsea come second, or Chelsea first, Manchester City second. And you can get 2-1 for that, which is the same price as Liverpool. And I think that is a fantastic wager. I know that a lot of American books specifically have, you're going to bet Manchester City to win it and Chelsea to come second, or Chelsea to win it and Manchester City to come second. And if you just leverage your stake a little bit, you know, say have one unit on Chelsea to win and Man City to come second, have three units on Man City to, and Chelsea to come second, depending on the price, I think that's the best way to play in the Premier League. Because I think Man City will win. I think they're the best team, but I don't. You've got to tie a lot of money up for 9 months, you know, to get such a very small reward.
Yeah.
At the other end of the table, it's no surprise to see all the teams that are promoted into the Premier League as the favourites to go immediately back to the Championship. And last season, two of the three promoted clubs went straight back into the Championship. But I think that I think Norwich have done okay in the signings. They brought in some good players. They brought in Billy Gilmore from Chelsea, which is a good signing for them. I think Brentford will do very well. I think they're very astute. They've got a great striker in Tony who will score goals in the Premier League. And I think if you've got someone who can score 15 to 20 goals, you should be okay. Watford, I think, will struggle. But I think if you're looking at a team that will struggle down from the Premier League, apart from those, a more established side that will struggle, I think Crystal Palace are the side that will really struggle this year. I think they've made a very bold appointment in Patrick Vieira as their manager, a manager who was manager at Nice in France, who never really did much over there. They've got a new owner. It's owned in a takeover bid. There's not much money to spend at the club. They've lost an awful lot of players. And they need to start fast. If they don't start fast, they'll be in trouble. And they have a horrendous set of fixtures for the first 2 months of the season, starting with Chelsea at Stamford Bridge on the first day. And I think they could be the team out of the more established teams in the Premier League who get sucked into a relegation battle.
Yeah, and then to your point earlier, there is a dual forecast on FanDuel. Man City and Chelsea is +230. You can also bet top two finish, and Chelsea there is +145. Or you can also do betting without Man City, and Chelsea is +175 to be the highest finishing team without Man City. So there's a couple different ways if you want to do it. Pal, go ahead.
Yeah, what the hell is Chelsea going to do with Timo Werner now that they got Lukaku? Is he toast?
No, I think he'll play. I think they'll play a different system. I think he might play more wide. I think he'll be a threat next year.
Really?
I think he'll play well. I know he missed a hatful of chances, but the amount of opportunities he scored and the amount of times he just mistimed his runs. And I've seen so many quality players. When Thierry Henry came to, I'm not comparing him to Thierry Henry, to be honest. When Thierry Henry came to the Premier League, he took his first season, he took a bit of time to get going. And, you know, other big names have come to the Premier League and haven't really got going straight away. And I think there's a lot of pressure on him to deliver the goods straight away. But I think he actually may be helped by Lukaku coming. And I think they'll play him in a more wide position. I think he's a great, I think I'd rather have, if I was a football player, I know he's getting so much abuse, if I was a football fan, I'd rather him in my team than against my team, because I think he's quality and he will come good at one stage. But you think about Ziyech, I think Havertz will have a tremendous season this season, and out at a big price, Havertz at sort of 25-1, 33-1 to be the PFA player of this season could be a decent bet, because I think you've got to look at players that are going to be at the top end of the table, and I really do think that Chelsea will really mount a serious challenge. I don't think they'll have enough to go down the stretch. I think Man City will pull away, but I think Havertz will come on fantastically. He ended the Premier League last season, and you think about all the balls that he's going to be putting to Lukaku. I mean, Lukaku, an hour ago, the bookies over here were giving prices on who will be the top Premier League goal scorer. And one firm went 6-1 Lukaku. Well, I smashed that 2 minutes. It's now 4-1 at best price. I think I arguably think that Lukaku should be the favourite to be the top goalscorer in the Premier League. And the reason why I think that is because if Harry Kane does go to Manchester City, I think that he will share the goals with five or six other players. Sterling will get 10, 15, De Bruyne will get 15, Jesus will get 12, and he won't get as many goals he does at Tottenham. And also, he won't play as many games. If they have a game, say they're playing a Watford at home, and they have a huge Champions League game, the Champions League game will come prior to him, and Harry Kane won't play. So I think Harry Kane at 3-1 is a better bet to be the top Premier League goal scorer if he stays at Tottenham. If he goes to Manchester City, it sounds crazy because he's going to the team that's likely to win it. But I think that he just shares the goals around. And with Salah, Salah's going to miss a month in the African Cup of Nations. So to get 6-1, the third favourite, Lukaku, I would arguably make Lukaku the favourite to be the top goalscorer in the Premier League next season.
Nigel, we can't thank you enough for joining us this late at night. I know it's late for you, and you got a big day tomorrow. Before we let you go, is there anything, any single games, anything you like for this weekend for EPL?
I'd probably play the unders in Everton against Southampton. I think Rafa Benitez is in charge of Everton for the first time. Quite negative in the way he approaches his football. Southampton, whole load of changes. They've got a Ward-Prowse doesn't play for them, the midfielder as well. So I think, you know, Everton will probably win that 1 or 2 nil. I think unders as well. Brentford against Arsenal. I think the first game in a new stadium for Brentford. Arsenal under Arteta last season were much more defensively minded, and they've strengthened their team defensively with a £50 million defender in Ben White. So I think the first week of the season is really, really careful. If you look at the favourites, I think you've got to be really careful. I think if you bet the unders blind in pretty much every game in the Premier League with everyone at the peak of their fitness, you won't go far off.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much. Catch Nigel at PremierSportsPlays.com. Good luck this season, pal.
Take care. All the best. I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Take
care.
Thank you, Nigel.
Thank you, Nigel.
How'd you feel about some stuff?
He's high on Lukaku and Werner.
Which you're not as big of a fan?
No. But I mean, it can take time. I get what he's saying. Lukaku bangs goals in, but he's got bricks for feet.
Before we move on, you gave away your Friday plays yesterday. What are you feeling for Saturday?
Saturday. Let's see what we got here.
Let's see what we have here, Paul. I mean, hey, a lot of footy's back, dude.
Yeah, a lot of favorites early, which I don't love betting a lot of money lines, but it feels like that's how it's going.
Yeah.
Saturday, Stuttgart in the Bundesliga. Okay. Money line, -125. The team they're playing just came up from the below division.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuttgart's decent squad. Ligue 1 on Saturday. Lille, money line, -120 against Nice. I think Lille bounces back here. They came back and tied it when they were down 3-1 last game. I think they win this game.
Yep.
La Liga, Real Betis, draw no bet against Mallorca. Real Betis, decent squad, good value on draw no bet. And then English Premier League, if you can get Burnley at double chance, they were around -170, -180. I would take Burnley, draw no bet against Brighton as well. And then Leicester at home against Wolverhampton. Wolverhampton's coach left, went to Tottenham. He was very, very good coach. I think it might take Wolves a bit to get started here. Leicester, money line, -150, my friend.
Hey, it's good to be back, isn't it?
Need it.
It's good to be back.
Need it. Week one is always a fucking tough one.
Before we get off the footy, one more call. Big Lars, what do you got?
Hammer down. Hey, thanks, guys. First-time caller. I really appreciate it. Got put on to you guys by my buddy Dylon.
Thank you, Dylon.
Shout out, Dylon. I got a first Gumpy, man. Thanks for all. And Tone, thanks for all the first five picks recently. Games have been looking great. But I got one EPL bet for you. The Geordies are going to be going crazy up at St. James Park. Got to take them at least plus a half or draw no bet. Allen St. Maximum and the St. James is going to be rocking.
Thank you, Big Lars. You don't like it?
West Ham will be blowing bubbles, my friend.
Because I'm West Ham till I die.
I'm West Ham till I die. I know I am. I think I am. I'm West Ham till I die.
West Ham, draw no bet Sunday at Newcastle.
You took him?
Yeah, come on.
Well, you know, I studied abroad in West Ham for a few years, so I can't.
It is tough, though, going from, you know, these places are going to be fucking rocking. It's fucking a year without fans. So, yeah, I mean, Newcastle has a decent squad.
But West Ham.
Till I die.
Till I die. Big Jason, take us in tonight. Jason.
Hammer.
Jason. Hammer Don.
I know it was Big Jason, but I appreciate it. Thank you guys for all those picks recently. I'm taking Steelers and football team parlayed tonight, both at plus one. That gets you a plus 264. What I'm thinking here is these teams have more depth. They'd be favored at home. Home field advantage is not much a factor in the preseason. Steelers coming off an extra week of practice. I know Fitzmagic's going to play, and I'm excited to see what Heinicke can do.
Thank you, Big Jason.
Big Jason's an idiot.
What?
What'd that clown just say? Did he say football team?
He said Washington is way deeper than the Patriots, what he said.
Okay, yeah, maybe. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not, you know? Maybe they're not. I'm glad I got to come in here and give my pick, because, hey, 1-0 on the year, Tony.
Under.
1-0. I got my record right here. I see it. It's written down. Thank you, Zito.
It's on the wall.
Thank you,
Zito.
It's on the wall right now. You're right above the camera. Obviously, I mean, this is a clear Patriots money line tonight. I got them at plus 1.5, and then I think they were like plus 100. But if I understand correctly, they're now minus 1.5.
The Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got him early. Pats all day, and I'm only one pick a week, like I said last week, so that is my pick. Patriots plus 1.5, minus 1.5, either way, I'll take it either way.
Fair play.
With that being said, I'm going to take the over too, just because I feel like both these teams have quarterbacks that are going to play a decent amount of time, right?
Connor.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I got some good news for you.
Okay. Okay.
Did you get him at plus 1.5? You could come in, you piece of shit.
Yeah, I got him at plus 1.5.
It better not be the fucking Steelers. Plus 1.5?
Plus 1.5.
They opened it fucking Pats. Plus 2.5. You could have got him there. Here's the stat. Bill Belichick. This comes from John Ewing. Good guy.
Good guy.
Hey, baby, John.
Bill Belichick against the spread in the NFL preseason since 2005. As a favorite, he's 15-24, 39% ATS. As a dog, though, 13-7-4, 65%.
Wow.
So you got him as a dog, my friend.
Let's go. That is huge. Wait, so you're telling me I already won my bet, basically?
65% of the time, you already won your bet.
God damn it, we did it, boys. We did it again. What do you want?
What do you want, dude?
All right, let's get right to it. Fade Foxy, we got football back. I'm undefeated this football season in bets. This one's pretty simple. You take the New England Patriots money line. You take the Pittsburgh Steelers money line. And you take those money lines and parlay them. Because there's no chance those teams are losing tonight. Fade Foxy.
Only one bet allowed, dude.
Yeah.
No, nope, not Patriots.
True. That is one bet.
What are you talking about?
We want Foxy. Hey, no, we want Foxy.
We got two bets tonight.
He wants
you. Pats all day. Pats all day.
See, and I got Pats this morning at plus 110, so that's why I stuck with Moneyline.
There you go.
That thing changed pretty quick.
Good. Hey, smart.
That's right.
Thank you.
Because Mac Jones is number 10 now.
Yeah, that was Mac, that was
is that why?
The Vegas is saying what about Mac and Cheese, dude? The most disrespectful number 10. The money started coming
boom.
In.
Boom,
yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, Mac and Cheese is a cool nickname. Don't listen to Bart Scott; he's full of shit. And I believe that because they're friends. Hey, you can body shape your friends.
Hey,
I think
I'm mad at you, Connor.
Why?
Because your fucking team's on NFL Network, and I got to go find some Mickey Mouse stream to watch Steelers tonight.
Yeah, hey. Steelers aren't on.
Only good teams.
They're on locally,
Network, right, Connor?
You're goddamn right, Fox. Also, I think it's more the Fitzmagic factor. They're like, hey, look, we see this guy. Our ratings go up when he shows on TV.
And that's what they did with the Lions with MCDC. They said, yep, MCDC's first game, NFL Network.
I wouldn't 100%. Put Sirianni on NFL Network.
Exactly.
Either. Yeah, good point.
Unfortunately, Pat's got more juice. They got more juice. What do you want? What do you want from me?
They but what if they stink?
Oh. We're gonna find out tonight. Even though we won't find out tonight, we'll find out in 28 right. days.
They won though. Like they were 7-9 last year with nothing.
Hey,
dude.
Yeah.
Like
if I were
I'm a
you,
Dolphins fan, I know how this goes. The Patriots will be good this year.
If I were you, I'd go back and listen to what Michael Lombardi has said about New England, especially after we signed all those free agents. It's very informing. But Tony, what were you gonna say?
Cam and Mac both playing.
Yeah, both playing. Cam and Mac, Fitz and Heinicke both playing. That's why I also like the over. But
yeah.
I think Mac's probably going to play a quarter and a half.
Kyle Allen's not bad either.
He's not bad either. Yeah. No,
this is a really good quarterback preseason game.
Yeah. Can fucking Dewey Haskins start?
One time.
Who's starting?
Fucking Mason again, dude.
And Hurts is starting for Philly, right?
Yeah, yes. I think Hurts is playing all four quarters. Oh, Sirianni.
Sirianni wants
to
w.
see what he's got.
Wants so it feels like
unless Fox, they can bring, unless they can bring out Nate Sudfeld.
Footsteps Flacco's coming in after him too. So.
Footsteps right after. Yeah, it's going to be hard, especially now that Foxy took Pittsburgh because usually he's 1-1. He's going to be the one win with the Pats. He'll probably lose the Steelers bet, so I got to take the Eagles too. Not an official pick. You know what? That is an official pick. I got two picks tonight. Eagles, Pats, baby. Let's go.
Eagles, huh? You son of a bitch. All right. Woo! Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Foxy.
Yep, thank you, boys.
Done. Good haircut.
Thanks.
How do I feel about tonight?
Nah.
I'm not taking either, to be honest.
Nah. I took Steelers, but that's just because I think they've already had a game. That's the only reasoning.
What's the totals on tonight's games? Man, what are you taking tonight?
I am only taking the Patriots. That's okay. All I'm taking. I am not touching any of the unders. I can't touch an over after watching the despicable game of last week. So, I don't know. It's preseason football, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's preseason. Let's not call it despicable, okay?
Well, for an over, yeah. No, that was a despicable effort to get the over.
Okay. Well, it's
preseason. I like points, Tony.
37 is the...
Who the Raiders got Saturday?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Mariota's questionable.
Doesn't matter. Peterman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so more time for that. Peterman.
No, more time. They're at home versus JP Peterman. Versus Seattle.
Are they trotting Wolford out in the ambulance this weekend or is that next week?
I don't know. He's been hurt, so.
He might just body cast.
Yeah, hopefully.
That man cast. Lives in an ambulance, it feels like.
If you wanted to hear our breakdown of all the quarterbacks and stuff like that, it's out on YouTube. What's it labeled, Mitt?
Hammer Don NFL preseason week one.
37 the total night.
That is so high, I thought. Both of them, and they're juiced to the over, it looks like.
I feel like I should take the under for both.
Parlay for the under on both is plus 281, I think.
It is.
Yeah. I was looking at that, and then I was also looking at the Patriots minus one, and I think it was the Steelers money line, and that was the same odds, 281. So that's Foxy's parlay.
What I'll probably do is just take an under until – I'll take every under until an over hits.
That is smart.
Preseason, baby.
There is going to be one fourth quarter where that team scores like 30 points, and it's going to be awesome.
Are you sure Jacoby's not playing?
No, I have no idea. Because he's a vet, I just think he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But they got a new OC, so like maybe they wanted them to get some time. I'm worried about the Bears because I took them, even though, because I know Jacoby's a pretty decent NFL quarterback.
Here's a question, Tony.
I don't know shit about Justin Fields.
I have the teal Tua.
Jersey. I know you do.
I want to get a white.
Oh.
Jalen Waddle, the play.
No, get fucking Xavier Howard. Man, just got extended.
Yeah, I guess.
Get a Minka Fitzpatrick.
What about a Van Ginkle?
Van Ginkle.
I fucking have a Minka Fitzpatrick. Thank you very much. Also in the storage locker. That storage locker is probably gone.
Get a fucking Gesicki jersey, dude.
Nah. I'll get a
Waddle.
I'll
get a what Waddle. Number is Waddle?
17.
Who's number 11?
Devontae Parker.
He's sweet.
Who knows how long he'll be there.
Yeah. Oh. That's what I'm thinking. I might just have to get the white too as well. Number one's fucking awesome.
How long is Stu going to be there?
The rest of his career. 20 years from now, I'll still be wearing it sitting here.
All right. let's get back to the funds.
One nothing Orioles.
Big Jackson. What do you got?
Hey, boys. So today I was thinking about the Blue Jays under, but I'm going to go with the Padres minus 1.5.
Hey, Padres.
Jackson, even thinking about taking the Blue Jays under and I took it, I feel much better about myself. You trust you? See? You, Darvish,
and yeah, I trust you. Well, I trust the Padres offense. I think they're more than two runs better than the Diamondbacks.
Okay. Hey, good call on the Red Sox yesterday.
Did both yours hit last night, son?
I took a Red NFL Sox future, and then the Red Sox one hit.
Okay, thanks.
Packers will hit, though.
Packers will hit.
For sure.
What are you doing this weekend, Jackson?
I'm not doing much this weekend.
Did you have football practice today?
I did have football practice today, but we got a couple fires down here, so I got canceled in like the middle of it.
Bad air quality.
Yeah.
Hey, you be safe out there, okay?
Jackson, when did games start?
I think we got early September.
Early September?
Here we go.
Hey, if you need help with those fires, you just call Gumpy and I. We'll come out there and help you, okay, Pa?
Okay.
Thank you, Jackson. Have a great day.
You too.
Good job, son. It's a good kid. Just a good kid doing good kid stuff.
Padres, huh?
I don't love it, but I'm who am I to argue with?
We're not going
to
argue with Jackson, dude.
Kid's got the juice.
Kid has the juice. Big Roscoe, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on, boy? Hey, Don.
Shout out.
Shout out Uncle Zeke for answering phones.
Thank you, Zeke.
Thank you, Zeke.
Thank you, Zeke. So I got some pitcher props today, but the Red Sox has already started, so I'm down to three other ones. But Tanner Hoff was my first one.
Okay.
They call him Hook, where I'm from.
Well, you know, my English language reads that word as Hop.
Okay. I respect it.
But I got Gutierrez over 4.5 at +108. I got Darvish over 7.5 at +128. I know that he is a little bit untrustworthy, but against the D-backs 3-4 days ago, he went 7 innings with 12 Ks. So I'm going to go ahead and just guess that the Diamondbacks are trash can.
Okay.
And then as well, Logan Webb over 5.5 +108. I don't know what the parlay odds for all three of those are, but with Hawk, they were +23/+26.
Tell you what, I don't hate that. Thank you, Ralph.
Shit.
Whoops. Man was already on the second.
Shit.
Fucking Gutierrez, 4.5. What's that? Nothing?
Come on, Gutierrez.
Because you took him.
Yeah, I don't love
it. I took the under, so I'll take the... Darvish had 12 the other day?
You?
Oh, fucking apologies to Corbin Burns.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
15 strikeouts last
night. Might be
night.
Time to just bet against the Cubs every fucking day.
Here we go.
Hendricks got lit up like a Christmas tree today.
This is a gambling show, so I will fucking divulge this. 78% favorites are hitting.
Ride the wave, my friend.
Ride the wave. Poor doggies.
Hey, Tone.
Yo.
Hey, I put in a Field of Dingers parlay this morning.
What?
Yeah, did you see this? There's the four... What's this game called?
Hold
Cornfield
on.
Game?
Cornfield game. Exactly what it's called, dude. Field of Dreams.
All right. Well, on FanDuel, it's called the Field of Dingers. For every home run hit, you get $5 of in...
Yep.
Yep. You know what I mean.
Bonus, yeah.
And I'm betting Chicago White Sox money line, Lance Lynn over strikeouts, and Andrew Haney under strikeouts. What are you thinking about that?
Fucking mini sharps. Mini baseball sharps.
Fucking Field of Dingers.
Hey, I got a new favorite team
baseball
tie.
Picks from Mitt. You can fuck right off. This guy hasn't watched one inning of ball this year.
He hasn't.
It's a fucking Field of Dreams games, Mitt. Okay, the Yankees are going to win.
I mean,
Ty loves Haney.
Yeah, he stinks, but we'll see.
Hey, favorites are hitting at 75% or something. Whatever Tony just said.
Hey, fuck you, Mitt. Fuck you, Mitt. Hey, Mitt, I don't hate your bet, though, to be honest with you.
I really like that parlay.
You think Lance Lynn might be too juiced up? I mean, he got pushed back a day to start in this game.
Lance Lynn does not get too juiced up, my friend.
I mean, the big dog
does. I
watched
him on MLB on Fox in the dugout with the headset on talking about pitching.
Yeah. Doubting.
I mean, if you didn't love baseball after that, you will never love it, my friend.
Can Lance Lynn be my new favorite player?
Oh, it should be.
All right.
He should be.
I'm pumped. I can now get a jersey.
Big Dustin, what do you got?
What's going on, boys?
How you doing, Dustin?
Got three for you today. I'm doing good. Got three today. Regular season win totals, Dolphins, 9.5 hitting the under at -135. Still some questions about Tua. Falcons, 7.5 under +110. Again, a defense.
I can't even name
five players on that defense. And then looking at the MLB odds boost, Ohtani to hit 1+ hits and 7+ strikeouts +300. Not a bad little sprinkle.
Thank you, Dustin. What was that, Mitt?
I think the Dolphins under is a pretty good bet.
We'll see. This is the best part about sports, is we'll find out in due time.
We will see.
We will see.
What about the Falcons under the 7.5?
I think the Falcons might shock some people this year too.
I've been saying it. The Falcons are good whenever they get a new coach.
Artie Smith is a nobody's fucking weapon, dude. It's gonna be a damn shame if Tua is fucking any good.
And it'd also be a damn shame if he's really bad.
It'd be a damn surprise if he's any good.
Yeah, there you go. If he stinks, everyone yeah. But if he's good after everyone says he stinks, then it's awesome.
He was the number one quarterback in my grade. I remember him coming out. I've heard about him since I was like 16. What do you mean?
What does that have to do with anything I just said?
I don't really hear many people other than inside of this office say that Tua stinks.
Have you been on the internet, Mitt?
I am
Have you watched anything to do with football in the past year?
I'm not super into Dolphins Twitter, no, but there I have go. Really not seen a lot of people say that Tua stinks.
There you go.
They have. Jay.
Yes, sir.
The chat just brought up a good point. It's your birthday, so like you're going to have some good mojo. Is there anything that you're betting on?
I just put in a 16-leg parlay of all the unders. For the weekend and preseason. $10 to win $333,000.
Let's go, Jay!
$7. Cash it.
Everyone, do it right now. Do it now. Jay's under parlay of the year. Birthday. Jay's birthday under parlay of the year. 10 to win $300,000. Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
How do you feel about that, Gumby?
Don't hate it. Do not hate it.
It's worth a shot, right?
Yeah, for that much, $333,000.
A little birthday money.
Rangers up 1-0 on the Nurs. The Nurs are could be hitting their hitting the wall here.
Yeah, they could be.
17.
Who's leading the golf tournament?
17-0 Oakland over Cleveland.
Excuse me.
17-0.
Who was going today for?
For the Cleveland or Oakland?
Oh, Russ Henley's leading the tournament. Either. Any idea?
Nope.
Okay. What is today? Thursday. Fucking Friday.
Yes, sir.
Friday tomorrow.
Yes, sir. EPL kicks off tomorrow.
EPL kicks off tomorrow.
Come we got on, Arsenal. More,
preseason games tomorrow. We got stuff. We got stuff. Oh, this is what I want to do quickly before we're out of here. I got a few college football futures that I've been looking at. Spreadsheets getting filled up. I told you, now, do I think all these are going to win? No. But I think they're good value with a number. Okay, pal?
Yep.
I'm not taking Clemson to win the ACC. Not Coastal. What's the other one? Like at minus 800.
No.
That's, you can do that. I'm not taking Ohio State to win the Big Ten East at minus whatever the fuck they are. Those are given pretty much.
Okay.
These are, you know, these are all plus money.
Okay.
Plus 1,000 Minnesota to win the West. 20 returning starters. They got a great O-line. Number one in the nation in experience returning. Okay.
You're rowing the boat.
I'm trying to. 2 years removed from winning that division. Wisconsin and Iowa are the two favorites in there. Iowa's returning 13 starters and is number 112 in the nation in experience. So, plus 1,000, I'll roll the dice with Minnesota. Washington to win the Pac-12 North.
The Huskies.
Yeah, plus 135. Oregon's the favorite. Washington has 18 returning starters. Very balanced, good squad. Oregon has a new starter quarterback, a new DC. They went 4-3 last year, and the odds, it's just Oregon or Washington pretty much up in that division. I'm taking Washington.
Where's the Beavers?
The Oregon State Beavers?
Yeah.
For the North?
Yeah.
You a big Beav guy?
The Beavers were decent last year.
Conference division winners.
They beat Oregon, if I'm not mistaken.
Oregon was 4-3, so I wouldn't be surprised. Pac-12 North. Oregon State actually has the worst odds of all the teams.
What's it at?
Plus 4,000.
Okay. Give me the Beavers.
He goes Oregon, Washington. Oregon's minus 130. Washington's plus 135. Next is Cal at plus 1600. Oof. So I'm taking Washington in that one. Nevada to win the Mountain West. West. Plus 175. Nevada's a top 10 quarterback. They got a great D-line. 22 returning starters.
That's big.
They were 7-2 last year, I think.
Jesus.
Two other favorites are San Jose State and Fresno. San Jose State worries me, but Nevada plus 175 to win the Mountain West. West. These are all like different sides of their division too. Don't just take Nevada to win the Mountain West because that goes up against Boise, which I don't want to do.
Hey, you play on that blue turf.
Kent State to win the MAC East, plus 550. They got a top 25 quarterback, number 3 ranked offense last season, 19 returning starters. Ohio and Buffalo are the favorites. Buffalo is a completely new coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
OU worries me a little bit, so it's just Kent State or OU for me, and I took Kent State plus the 550.
Fair play.
Couple ones that I don't love as much. Utah to win the Pac-12 South, plus 250. They got Chuck Brewer from Baylor.
Chucky.
Utah's always a fucking good squad. But I also think USC is going to be pretty good, so not my favorite bet. And then UNC to win the ACC Coastal. That is dead heat plus 125, them in Miami. I'm taking UNC. Oh.
Get out of here, Tone. UNC's going to stink this year.
Oh, really, Mitt?
I mean, they're probably going to be kind of good, but Miami's going to beat their ass.
Oh, shit.
Let's go.
Oh, the trash said, the chat said Minnesota is trash. Well, they're plus 1,000. No shit, dude.
Tony, talking about
if we have to sit you down and fucking teach you how odds work. We can do that. Actually, we are going to do that pretty soon.
Talking about a plus 1,000 that I really like, the Big Ten East, yes, the division Ohio State is in. We got Indiana here. Michael Penix is back.
They got lucky last year, dude.
No. They always play Ohio State very well. They got a quarterback that is very, very good. I think
you're taking them to win the East?
Yeah, I'm taking them to win the East. Plus 1,000.
Good for you, Paul.
Yeah, Michael Penix.
Well, be careful, because now the chat's going to say fucking Indiana's trash.
It's plus 1,000.
Plus 1,000.
All they got to do is beat Ohio State.
It's true. And Michigan.
Yeah.
And Penn State.
But yeah, fuck.
That East is not one that I wanted to dabble in.
Nah, Maryland's in there and Michigan State. Those teams.
Well, yeah, they do, but, you know. Ohio State's favorite at minus 450. Penn State is plus 600. Indiana plus 1,000. Michigan plus 1,400. The boy, oh boy, have they fallen. There's a lot of... I also made a plus 3,000 Heisman bet on Desmond Ridder. Since he goes undefeated and Ridder has a great season, there's a chance.
There you go. There you go.
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
How do you feel about that one, Mitt?
I think that's sweet, a good bet, thanks, I guess.
Dude. Sometimes, dude.
I mean, I don't know. What am I supposed to say? It's a bad bet? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't throw it, but it's good odds.
Red Sox are down 1-0.
It's okay, Paul. It's okay. Boos? You want to look at some boos?
Sure.
Let's look at some boos. Patriots to win in 37-plus total points scored. That goes against Jays. Parlay, so I'm not going to take it.
Yeah, I can't take it.
Steelers or Eagles to win by 14 plus points, plus 220.
Nah.
Huh.
Hmm.
Huh.
Steelers or who?
Eagles. Either one of the game to end more than 14 points apart.
Would the Steelers beat the Cowboys by?
19-3?
16-3? Yeah. I'm good on that one.
Yeah, probably good on that one, too. No UFC boost for this weekend.
What?
I don't know.
Probably lost too much money.
They've probably lost too much money.
Take a weekend
off. We cannot thank you guys enough. Good week.
Great week.
Thank you, Nigel, for coming on.
Thank you,
Nigel. Thank you, Cutmiker, for coming on. We will be back tomorrow in some sort of fashion.
Yes, sir.
Hammer down rollover is at
500?
750? 500.
500?
Nobody cares when it's that low anyway, so. Shout out to the winner on that one. Twitter and Instagram at Hammer Don. Tell your friends to subscribe, YouTube. You guys are doing a great job at that. We appreciate you so much.
I will try and keep tweeting out picks for day games.
Yeah.
But, you know, I tweet them out in the morning.
Correct.
But, you know, they will come out. I tweet out my picks every day on the weekends.
They will come out.
They do come out. Usually just waiting on lines. You can't make bets when there's no lines.
Roscoe Hash, no UFC this week. It's back next week.
Is this the first weekend there hasn't been UFC in, like,
guess what?
2 years?
Another weekend that we're not going to lose.
That is. Keeps the undefeated streak going.
Keeps the undefeated streak going. Jay, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Thank you again.
Thank you for admitting you. Thank you for being back here during this. Thank you, pal.
Thank you.
Thank you, watchers and listeners. We love you. And with that, I say good luck.
God bless.
And hammer down.